في أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah blessed us with Deenul Islam, which is easy, simple, and perfect. Part of Imaniya, part of faith, part of belief is that we have to believe in miracles. We believe in what we term as karamat or mu'jiza or ma'una. First of all, let me define what is miracle, and then I will explain to you the different types of miracles. A standard definition of miracle is a supernatural action. Many books have recorded it like this. A supernatural action. However, this is not a befitting translation of the word miracle, and it does not convey fully what a miracle is. A miracle is what we term the kharq-e adat, an action which is contrary to the normal sequence of events. For example, a knife has the quality of cutting. A knife has the ability of cutting. Now when this knife is used, and this knife does not cut, then that means the knife has behaved contrary to habitual behavior of a knife. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam placed the knife on his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And when he moved it, and he applied pressure as he moved it, then that quality of cutting, which is existed in the knife, was removed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knife refused to cut. So that is a miracle. Now a miracle at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul, we term a mu'jiza. So a mu'jiza is that miracle which has happened at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul. And a miracle that takes place at the hands of a saint, of a wali, of the awliya, that we term as karamat. We believe that mu'jiza are not truth and karamat are truth. And a miracle that takes place at the hands of a righteous, pious Muslim, we term as ma'una. Now what happens if there is some strange action taking place at the hands of a kafir, or if it is taking place at the hands of an unrighteous Muslim, a Muslim who is openly transgressing the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what do we call that? We call that istikhraj. However, a mu'jiza is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A karamat is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ma'unat is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the istikhraj even is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Dajjal will come, And Dajjal will perform so many supernatural or so many strange actions. People will be astonished and will begin to follow him because they will fail to realize that he is forcing these actions out. What is the difference between a mu'jiza and a karama? First of all, a mu'jiza is by the will and by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person, he himself, he is not solely responsible for it and he cannot control it. He cannot say whether he be a saint, whether a Nabi or a Rasul. He cannot say that I'm going to make a mu'jiza now, I'm going to do this now. No, it happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it happens by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he inspires that person that if you do this, then this will happen, then that is possible. But a person cannot say, no, I can make miracles, I can do these things. A mu'jiza which at the hands of a Nabi is done as a proof of Nabuwwah. The people want to know that you are a Nabi, you are a Rasul. Where is the proof? What is your proof? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he allows miracles to take place, via the hands of a Nabi, so that the people, they know that this person is a Nabi, this person is a Rasul. So the miracle of a Nabi serves as a proof for him, and is a proof for him. And we also know that a Nabi is born a Nabi. A Rasul is born a Rasul. A Nabi is born believing Allah Ta'ala is one. Is born a Muwahid. A Rasul is born believing in Allah Ta'ala as one. He is born believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and he is born a muwahid. A Rasul does not strive and get the position, he is given that position. And also, a Rasul or a Nabi is not removed from the position. Whereas a saint, at his hands, a karamat may take place, a miracle may take place. But if he transgresses the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah can take him away from the position of sainthood and make him normal. So a karamat is not a proof of sainthood. A karamat is not a proof of sainthood. Whereas a mu'jiza is a proof of nubuwwah. Now a righteous person, he also can perform with the help of Allah ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can perform miracles. And that person who is doing black magic or juggling or mesmerizing the people, he can use satanic forces and show as if to say he is performing miracles. But this is superficial. This is short-lived. The Nabi of the time was given miracles for the time. The Nabi of the time was given miracles for the time. During the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, there were many magicians, and they could curve their rod, their staff, and they could make the people feel that this staff here is moving like a snake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he blessed Hazrat Musa alayhi salam with the mu'jizat, then he told him that throw down your staff. Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff and he turned into a serpent, a big serpent. At first Musa alayhi salam became afraid and he moved back. Comes in the Quran al-Karim that he moved back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that ya Musa, hold that staff. So it was wiggling, and Musa alayhi salam held it.
When he held it, then he became a staff again. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Musa, take your hair and put it under your arm and remove it." So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did that. When he did that, then from his hair emanated light, and it shone like as if to say the sun is of his hair. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Musa, go to Fir'aun, فَإِنَّهُ تَغَى." So verily he has become rebellious. Why he has become rebellious? He said, "أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى." That he said, "I am the big Rabb." So, "Oh Musa, go and teach him, go and propagate to him, go and talk to him." Then Musa alayhi salam went to Fir'aun and he propagated him. And he displayed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So Musa, so Fir'aun said, "No, we will call a big festival." And they called it. So they called all the people and the magicians. So Musa alayhi salam told them, "You throw down your rod first." So they threw it down. And it, those rods began to move. They were mesmerizing the crowd. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam then threw down his staff. And it turned to a serpent and it swallowed all the others. So those magicians, they prostrated and they said that, "We believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun." The road was upset. So Musa alayhi salam was given a miracle suited for his time. That the same staff, Musa alayhi salam, when he went right near the Nile, and when Pharaoh and his army was behind and the Nile in front, so his companions asked him, "Musa, what shall we do now?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Musa alayhi salam that, "Strike your staff on the water," and when he struck it, a road opened. Mufassirin write that there were 12 groups. And before that event, the people of Musa alayhi salam, they felt thirsty, so Musa alayhi salam, he struck his staff on the rock and 12 springs sprouted and they had water to drink. So when the road was made, Musa alayhi salam's people told him that, "Ya Musa, we are 12. We are 12 of us. So we require our own roads." So Musa alayhi salam, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struck the staff and there were 12 roads and each tribe had its own road. So these are miracles. While they were going, so they asked Musa alayhi salam that, "Ya Musa, that we are going on this road. What about our companions? Are they coming along?" So Musa alayhi salam made dua and then in the water there were windows created for those people. So while they were walking, they could see through those windows that their fellow companions also are going. During the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, medication and the science of medicine was at his feet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Isa alayhi salam that a person who was born blind even, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam should put his hand on them and they should be able to see. And the person who was a cripple or a leper, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was able to cure them by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A clay bird, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was able to hold them and blow it into them and they were able to fly. Now, all this happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown into the fire, then that fire which has got the quality of burning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspected that fire that, "Ya Daru, Udi Baradahu wa Salamun ala Ibrahim," that, "Oh fire, become cool, become cool and comfortable, pleasant for Ibrahim alayhi salam." But this ayat here, if a person is short person, or if a person is just hot all the time, and he gets worked up all the time, if he repeats this ayat all the time, then inshallah he'll be able to control his temper, his anger, and his temperament. that fire which has got the quality of burning, that quality of burning was removed from it. And this quality opposite to it of cooling or comfortness was put inside. That is kharq-e-azam. Normal habitual behavior of the fire was removed and something else was given to the fire. We as Muslims, we believe in these things. By the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar are carrying thousands there, strong, and sahaba 330, and sahaba overwhelmed. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Malaika come to help. As far as the miracles, the mu'jizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, certain scholars said that there are over 1,000 miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mi'raj, the Qur'an al-Kareem, I just recited the ayat, La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it, there is no shak in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracle of splitting of the food. Scholars have divided the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into 15 categories. Some relating to food, some relating to water, some relating to the battles, some relating to the cosmos, some relating to his prediction, some relating to the water pressure of his fingers, some relating to his healing qualities, and some relating to the kuffar when they came towards him, how and what they experienced. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah in the Meccan valley. He made a person called Rukana. So Rukana said that, O Muhammad, I am a person who tends the sheep. I do not know what you are talking about, that look at the samawat and the earth, the skies and the heavens. I am a person of physique. I am a strong person. As a wrestler. So he told Rasulullah that if you can wrestle me and drop me down, then I will consider believing it. So Rasulullah said, okay. So they began to wrestle. Within a short time, Rasulullah had him on the floor. So that person, he said, I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. So Rukana said, that, O Muhammad, I give you 10 of my sheep. So Rasulullah told him that, I don't want your sheep, I want you to recite the kalima. So no, I want you to wrestle one more time. So Rasulullah said, okay, I will wrestle with you. Wrestle with him, but in a short time, you are down again. The person said, no, take 10 more sheep, but one more time. Okay, one more time. After a short time, again Rasulullah put him down. When he put him down, he said that, Rukana, accept Islam. So Rukana says that, if I accept Islam and I have to tell the people in Mecca that you put me down 3 times, what the ladies will say? They will laugh at me. So the Rasulullah says that, if you want to see something more strange than that. So Rukana said, yes. So he said, I will call the sea by the will of Allah Ta'ala, the tree. I will call it by the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah called the tree. Half of the tree uprooted and came and greeted Rasulullah s.a.w. And Rasulullah said, by the will of Allah, go back. It went back and it joined back. So then he asked Rukana, what you say now? Rukana said, now accept Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the minbar was built, Rasulullah s.a.w. should lean against a stump of a tree. And he should place his hand there and give the bayah. When a mimbar was constructed, that day Rasulullah utilized the mimbar. That star began to cry and began to wail like a little baby. Sahaba says that we have also heard it. Rasulullah got down from the mimbar. It is stated that he took that star, placed it in his hand, like how a mother holds a child, and he touched it, that the step slowly stopped crying. And he complained that, Ya Rasulullah, you are placing your blessed hand on me, and today you are not doing that. Rasulullah SAW took that step and he buried him. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Battle of Hadar, he told Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, "Ya Jabir, prepare some food." So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his wife, "Prepare some food." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he prepared a meal for few, then Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife told Hazrat Jabir, "Do you see what I see?" So what? Yeah, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is coming. And there are hundreds behind me walking and coming. And we prepare this food. So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Prepare food. And this is what we are going to do. And this will be our job." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, "But Ya Rasulullah, you told me to prepare food. I prepared food for few. But I had to." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Do not fear. Where is the food? Bring me the pot." So the pot was brought to him. The pot was brought to him. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put a shawl over it, recited something, and told Hazrat Jabir, "Ya Jabir, take food from here and give food and do not look it." This was done. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said that we fed everyone. And after that, we opened the pot to see inside. And there was this same about the food. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that he was amongst the Ashab al-Kufa and there was no food for a few days. Finally someone brought some milk. And the Ashab al-Kufa were all sitting, came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, "Oh Abu Hurairah, just take the container of milk and give it to the companions that are sitting here." Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that, "I was very thirsty. I was very thirsty. And I felt that if Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that, 'Oh Abu Hurairah, you drink first,' I should have done first. But it was the order of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that gives the companions. So I gave each one of them. They drank to the fullest. Then Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 'Abu Hurairah, you drink now.' He says, 'I drank also to the fullest.' And when I gave Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the container back, there was no decrease." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said, they asked you that, "Did you fear that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left you in Makkah sleeping on his bed, and the whole, all the kuffar and mushriks they are outside waiting to pounce on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did you fear your life?" So before this, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they went away, then Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had recited some verses from Surah Yaqeen and thrown onto the kuffar. And they were blinded, they could not see him, and he was able to come out. The same action he did in the Battle of Badr. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala see Sahabi and his face. He says that, "For not one moment I feared my life. For not one moment I feared the kuffar to do anything against me." They asked him why. He says, "Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are the amada. The people should give Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goods, their valuable possessions. They should keep it safely with them." He says, "These are the amada. You give it back to them in the morning, and inshallah I will see you in Medina." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, "Ali, I'll see you in Medina," then definitely I'll be alive and I'll see Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina. Why? Because the Nabi has said that I will see you in Medina, we will meet in Medina. Now when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said this, then I felt at ease and comfort. I had no worry, nothing, no concern. Because this kuffar and mushrikeen, they cannot do anything. My Nabi has said I will meet him in Medina to Munawara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this age also, from the pious and awliya, the harke adat, miracles do take place. But a miracle is not a necessity for sainthood. One person came to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali and he stayed with Hazrat Junaid for many years. Then one day he told Junaid, "I'm going away." Then he told Junaid that, "But I do not see you perform any miracles. You don't perform any miracles, and everybody has said that you are a saint. And I don't see anything. So Hazrat Junaid Ramzul Ali told me that you have been here for so many years, according to one narration, he was there for 10 years. That you are here for so many years. Did you see me any day going contrary to the Sunnah of Rasulullah? This person said, I've never seen you go contrary to the Sunnah of Rasulullah. He said, that is the miracle. There is a saying, Al Istiqama Fawq Al Karama. That Al Istiqama, steadfastness, constancy, is superior than miracle. So our duty, what is our duty and responsibility, is to adhere to the commandments of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as a person feels pious, or he feels like getting righteousness, he doesn't feel that he must start getting visions, or he doesn't mean he must start imagining things, or he doesn't mean that once I become five times above here, and now become pious or righteous, he doesn't mean that now anything that I touch must turn into gold, or anything I do must be a small miracle taking place. No. Islam is not directing us towards miracles, Islam is directing us towards following your Sharia of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.